Continuing the conversation now, my next guest is the state director of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan, regular contributor of the program, Jeff Wiggins, with us. Jeff, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Great to talk to you again.
Good to have you, and I guess we're still in that mode. I can say Happy New Year. Good to have you back.
Always good to be here.
Right, a lot going on. The headline here, though, from ABC Michigan, your organization, is the Senate is right, the state Senate, that is, to stand up against bullies and an unprecedented mandate. Do tell, what are you talking about?
Well, if anybody's been paying attention, everybody knows that Michigan has legalized adult-use marijuana, and with that legalization comes the obligation of the state to mandate to put some rules in place. However, the state has added a very interesting rule when it comes to getting a license to distribute or grow marijuana, and it's essentially that you have to sign on with a labor union under what's called the labor peace agreement before you can even get your license. And essentially what that means, Steve, is a labor union has to give you their stamp of approval before you can do business in the state of Michigan in the marijuana industry. And we just think that is a slippery slope, a move gone too far.
A labor peace agreement. What if you don't acquiesce, if you don't give in, you won't have peace? There'll be what, a war?
That's some of the discussion behind it, Steve. It's in exchange for no strikes, no interrupting with your everyday course of business. You know, if you sign this agreement, there won't be any of that. But in exchange, you have to give, for example, in California, under a labor peace agreement, you have to give the union access to your employees. You have to provide personal contact information. If they want to create a union, it has to be through the card check method, not a private secret ballot method. It reads collectively bargained agreement.
Explain that part, Jeff. What do you mean the card check method and not secret ballot? What do you mean?
So if, in order to form a union, you have to have a vote of the employees. And what the unions like to do is they go up to each individual and say, you sign this card, and it says that you want to join a union. And it's pretty easy to strong arm and manipulate and push folks into joining a union that way. Whereas if you do it by secret ballot, folks can be left up to their own devices and they can vote their conscience rather than being pushed one way or the other.
Right. So strong arming. So how in the world would anybody think it's a good idea to, I mean, just the name of the thing, a labor peace agreement. I mean, how in the world would anybody in this day and age think that's a good idea?
Steve, I don't think anybody really does, except for folks in the labor side of things, because essentially what this does is it gives an outside organization, the labor union, the ability to tell someone whether or not they can do business in the state of Michigan. We would think it would be ridiculous that a journeyman electrician, in order to get his license, would have to get ABC's stamp of approval to do business in the state of Michigan. That'd be absurd. Any other industry, for that matter.
Right.
Why are we doing it in the marijuana industry? And we just think this is a test run to start applying it in for other licenses in the state of Michigan.
Right. If anybody should be given the power to give approval like that, it should be me.
Right. Exactly.
And only me.
Why not Steve Gruber?
Right. Only me. I shall determine. I mean, that's just, I mean, come on. It's a bit on the arrogant side. I think Jeff Wiggins here, state director for the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. I mean, talk about self-absorbed. I mean, just a little bit over the top, don't you think?
Absolutely, Steve. And one of the interesting things was during Senate testimony last week, one of the defenders of the labor peace agreement said, well, you don't have to join one particular union. You get to choose, you don't have to get the stamp of approval from one particular union. You get to choose which labor union you enter into a labor peace agreement with. So they were very gracious with allowing us to choose which union they're forcing folks to sign on with.
Right. So spin the wheel. Ah, you get this one. Congratulations. Come on. It's a right-to-work state, is it not?
Well, and that's another thing, Steve. This is clearly a way to end around all the major reforms that have taken place over the past several years that create more freedom in our economy, more rights for the workers, and the ability to do business how and when you see fit and not have the state be some overreaching arm to tell you what to do.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so where do you go from here? What's the course of action, Jeff?
Well, there's the resolution that was passed in the Senate last week is actually up for a hearing this afternoon in the House Government Operations Committee. So we're going to be there to show our support for that. But at the end of the day, Steve, a resolution doesn't have the force of law. So we're hoping that all of this discussion, all of this engagement is going to push the governor and her team to maybe remove this provision from these new rules. And we hope that's the way it goes. If not, I have no doubt this could be challenged in court because it violates several aspects of state and federal law. So
you're in a...
In my opinion.
Yeah, you're in a wait-and-see situation, see what happens next, and then respond accordingly. Jeff Wagan, State Director of the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan, I'll give you the last word.
Steve, like I said before, this is a slippery slope. ABC doesn't really have a big interest in the marijuana industry, but we do have an interest in the state putting these unprecedented mandates in place that restrict the ability of the common everyday man to do business here, and it's just not right.
All right, fair enough. Jeff, greatly appreciate you being here as always.
Thanks, Steve. Always a pleasure to be on.
Jeff Wiggins, everybody, from the Associated Builders and Contractors of Michigan. A lot of good things going on out there, as you know. By the way, now that the holidays are over, that's good news, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models with no payments for 90 days. 2019 base models started $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. All this makes it even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hand-assembled beast to work, you can believe it's 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today and get out there. Restrictions do apply. Please see your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com for complete details. Dude, this is like nothing you've ever seen before. Roxor, it's just cool. You're on the Steve Gerber Show.